This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During a Tuesday briefing, the National Security Council's John Kirby reemphasized to VOA that while it supports humanitarian pauses with the ongoing fighting in Gaza, a statement by President Joe Biden a day earlier was not a call for a ceasefire by Israel. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
Biden was responding to hecklers urging him to call for a ceasefire. One of the most public demonstrations yet of how the conflict is dividing American voters ahead of the November presidential election. A December Gallup poll shows that 38% of Americans believe Israel receives about the right amount of U.S. support, while 36% think it gets too much and 24% too little. 40% of Democrats and independents say the U.S. provides too much support for Israel, compared with 26% of Republicans. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that Israel has agreed to allow the United Nations to conduct an assessment of conditions in northern Gaza.
Blinken said Palestinian civilians displaced by the war must be allowed to return to their homes.
As Israel's campaign moves to a lower intensity phase in northern Gaza, and as the IDF scales down its forces there, we agreed today on a plan for the UN to carry out an assessment mission. It will determine what needs to be done to allow displaced Palestinians to return safely to homes in the north.
Blinken said Hamas may have left unexploded bombs and that there are other security and logistical concerns before Palestinians who were told to flee south can return home safely. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have fired one of their largest barrages of drones and missiles targeting shipping in the Red Sea, forcing the U.S. and British Navy